The state's two largest public employee unions have tentative agreements for new three-year contracts. The Alaska State Employees Association, representing 8,500 general government workers, and the Alaska Public Employees Association, representing 2,000 supervisors, both reached agreements yesterday. ASEA members have been offered a 1% pay increase in the first year of the contract and 2% in each of the remaining years. APEA members get 2% each year. There's one partial implementation of a geographic cost differential study, which takes into account the higher cost of living for state employees outside Anchorage. The state did agree to increase its contribution to employees' health insurance costs. ASEA business manager Jim Duncan says it's not what he was hoping for, but after both sides met with a federal mediator, it was clear the state wasn't going to budge.
We were disappointed in what we were able to obtain, but again, after 4 days of federal mediation, even the federal mediator agreed that there was no way to move the state any further, that they had a political position they were not going to move.
Duncan says that became even more evident after APEA reached its agreement. The state's Labor, Trades, and Crafts Union, Local 71, reached an agreement 2 weeks ago, leaving ASEA as the last union standing.
Once that happened, with the other two major unions already signing, the ballgame was over, more or less.
APEA business manager Bruce Ludwig is also disappointed in the state's offer to supervisors.
Well, we're in the final days of the legislature. The health insurance money, the costs have gone up $137 in the last year. Our members would have to pay that and be a $137 a month pay cut. So given the alternatives, the team just chose to go with it.
While the unions aren't satisfied, Deputy Commissioner of Administration Kevin Brooks says the state is relieved to have the tentative agreements in place before the legislature convenes later this month.
There's always that tension with the unions where they would like to see more, and we want to try and hold down the cost of government, and I think we've reached a reasonable compromise.
Lawmakers have largely wrapped up work on the state operating budget, so Brooks says it's likely the contracts will be funded in the capital budget or a supplemental spending bill. Both agreements also have to be approved by the majority of the union's members. That process could take more than a month.